Blog Talk Radio.
To the people and the Gentiles, Tommy Hart, the one the authorized version ascribes the name Lord God is Real, appears among us with great news. A former preacher of the church and author of the Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God, Lord God would like to share what he has discovered during what is now a 39-year study of the Authorized Version Bible, also known as the King James Bible, coming from the Vatican. He comes to show Bible truths that have been hidden throughout Bible content. Lord God is Real decrypts all things kept silent and in secret inside the pages of the ABB, aka the KJV, all with a level-headed, easy-to-follow analysis unlike any other. His Excellency logically restructures the AVB's confusing text and separates the subject matter into two categories, truth and fiction. He also defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord, in all caps, Christ, God, many other titles, and who claims them now in this day. His Majesty concludes, the Authorized Version Bible, written in the year 1611, is primarily a law book, a history book, a legal document, and the first law between the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles. In other words, those who are classified as white people. Knowing the AVB, written during the conquest of Africa, Lord God exposes the many laws of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelations, which include the law of Passover, the law of God, and the law of the curse carried out on African black people worldwide. It is established the Vatican is a governmental body institution hiding in plain view under the cloak of religion. Lord God is here because the Vatican called for him in the pages of the AVB. So without further ado, it is with great enthusiasm I bring before you the host of the show. Please join me in a warm round of applause, the magnificent Lord God is Real.
Your profession of faith in Jesus, and I'm speaking to black people, is a testament to your ignorance. Those professing Jesus do not know anything about the Bible. They walk in ignorance. They may think themselves to be well-versed in the teaching of religion and their church, but they possess no real knowledge, no real knowledge with regard to the Bible and Bible content. They do not know that their faith is empty and vain. They are trapped in a web of deception. They are in a fool's paradise. The picture painted here is not pretty. Neither is it one to be desired. Yet it is true and representative of many. John 4:22 has a statement there. And the statement says, ye worship, ye know not what. Very important statement to say to the people, you worship, you know not what. You do not know what you worship, those of you who profess to worship Jesus. And Jesus is a fictitious character. He is not a real person. And I've talked about that at length. I've talked about it, and you should know that. Study Lawmaster's archives. Today I will speak on the subject, Tommy L. Hart, He is the Living God. Says who? Says the AVB, the Authorized Version Bible, commonly called King James Version. John 20, verse 8, makes a statement. John 20, verse 8 says this. He saw and believed. What is it that Tommy L. Hart saw, and what is it he has believed? You will see some of those things presentation. I want to speak on Judges 13, verse 17. The statement asks a question and gives a promise. It asks God a question, and it makes a promise to God. It gives a promise to God. It says, "What is thy name?" That's the question men ask God. Men are talking to God in this statement. What is thy name? That when thy sayings come to pass, we may do thee honor. Now, the statement stands to be corrected. The part that says that when thy sayings come to pass, we, the people, shall do thee honor. It is not when God's sayings come to pass that the people shall do God honor. It is when the people's sayings come to pass that they shall do God honor. They shall honor God. The statement should read this, and am supposed to see this. So it's not a mistake. The statement does not make a mistake, okay? It is deliberately set the way it is, but I am supposed to see it and make the correction. The statement should read, "What is thy name?" talking to God, that when our, the people's sayings come to pass, we may do the honor and may hear his interpreted shall in legal language. The Authorized Version Bible is a law book. I've told you that repeatedly. Yes, so it should read, "What is thy name?" that when our, the people's sayings come to pass, we may do thee honor. Now you will see that in the following presentation. That is, it is to be when the people's sayings come to pass, they shall honor the Lord their God. Now 1 Samuel 10:4 says this, "They will salute thee," men still talking to God. They say to me, they say to God, "They will salute thee." The people will salute thee when the people's sayings come to pass. We will look at some of the sayings of the people coming from the people. John 21:17. Men talking to God say, "Lord, thou knowest all things. I know all things." That's a saying, "Lord, thou knowest all things." That has passed. I have read all things on this program several times, and just here last time recently. Okay? Very recently. So that's one saying of the people. Thou knowest all things, and that saying, as I said, has come to pass. In Ecclesiastes 1:13, men talking to God, they say to God, seek and search out all things. That's a saying to God. Men talking to God in Matthew 7, verse 7 says, seek and ye shall find. In Luke 11, verse 9, men say, seek and ye shall find, talking to God. The statement I read at the beginning, John 20, verse 8, says, he saw and believed. He, God, saw and he, God, believed. Men talking to God in Proverbs 2, verse 5, they say to God, find the knowledge of God. Question, which in part has already been answered, have I sought and have I found? Have I found the knowledge of God? Five, verse one, the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God. The people throughout the Bible impressed upon God to hear the word of God. And what was said in Proverbs 2 verse 5, find the knowledge of God. Find the knowledge of God. The people pressed upon him to hear the word of God. There, the word of, meaning concerning. They pressed upon God to hear the word concerning God, and God is to, according to Proverbs 2:5, the commandment, find the knowledge of God. Well, this is what has happened. I have searched out all things, as I was told to do, and I have found the knowledge of God. Right? The sayings, seek and search out all things, has come to pass. I have sought and searched out all things and presented them to you, the people. I have found the knowledge of God. And I present the knowledge of God to you, to the people. I have been doing these things for quite some time. I have heard the word concerning God. I have found the knowledge of God. I have heard the word of God. In agreement and in fulfillment of Proverbs 2:5, find the knowledge of God, and Luke 5:1, they pressed upon him, God, to hear the word of God. I have searched out all things. I have found the knowledge of God. Luke 10:28, men talking to God still, they say, thou hast answered right. My answer, all things. My presentation of all things is an answer. An answer to what? It is an answer to the commandment in Ecclesiastes 1:13 coming from men, which says, seek and search out all things. And the statement, John 21:17, Lord, thou knowest all things. It's evident in my presentation of all things and my teaching on all things. Lord, thou knowest all things that have come to pass. I have sought and searched out all things that has come to pass. The commandment, seek and search out all things. I have sought and I have found, according to the statements, seek and ye shall find. Seek and ye shall find. John 8:50 says this, there is one that seeketh. Where? Here. God has sought, has commanded, and found. Matthew 7, verse 8. He that seeketh, findeth. They command God to seek. And God has sought. They promised God that he would find. God has found. He found all things, and he found the knowledge of God. And they say, about God, he that seeketh, findeth. That has come to pass. What are we talking about? We are talking about sayings of the people coming to pass. As in the first statement I presented, where they ask God, what is thy name, that when, corrected, that when our, the people's sayings come to pass, we shall do thee honor. That's what we're talking about. The sayings of men that have come to pass. The Bible's sayings of men, coming from men, that have come to pass. In Luke 11:10, it says again, he that seeketh, findeth, that hath come to pass. Are you marking all these statements that have come to pass? Are you remembering them? Are you telling other people about these things that have come to pass? These very important things. This has come to pass, John 4:25. This is a saying coming from the people. He will tell us all things. Acts 20:35 reads as follows, I have showed you all things, the truth, people. I have showed you all things. That has come to pass. What? Acts 20:35. That says, I have showed you all things. Who is the I? It is I, Tommy L. Hart, who have showed you all things. Now, keep in mind, bear in mind that these are things men have required of God, things men have demanded of God. Seek and search out all things, find the knowledge of God. That's what these are. Demands. Who are they demanding these things of? God. Who are they talking to? Thus far in the statements I have read, they are talking to God. As I have said, men talk to God in the Bible. What Bible? The Authorized Version Bible, commonly called King James Version. God does not talk in the Bible. You may read statements where it says, God said this, and God said that, the Lord said this, the Lord said that. Those are statements by men. But God himself does not speak in the Bible. In the Bible, men speak to God. And I'm pointing some of the things out that they say to God and that they demand of God. I'm pointing things out that have come to pass. The sayings of the people, the sayings of men that have come to pass in Tommy L. Hart. And in these things, we see who Tommy L. Hart is. Now, this has come to pass. He will tell us all things. That's John 4:25 and Acts 20:35. I have showed you all things. 2 Timothy 2:7. Now here men talk to men. In 2 Timothy 2:7, the Lord give thee understanding in all things. In the Bible, men talk to God, and in the Bible, men talk to men. And they say here, the Lord give thee understanding in all things. Luke 14:17, all things are now ready, prepared. You can go to Longmaster's archives and see that all things are ready, all things are prepared, all things are done. I have showed you all things. Genesis 48:21. Men say to men, God shall be with you. That's a prediction. All of these, many of these are predictions. He will tell us all things. That's a prediction. Okay? He that seeketh findeth. That's a prediction. But these things have come to pass now in the person Tommy L. Hart. God shall be with you, Genesis 48:21. Genesis 50:24, God will surely visit you. Prediction. Also, bear in mind, these are sayings of men. God shall be with you, surely visit you. The main thing we are doing here, keep in mind, comes from Judges 13:17, saying, where men say to God, what is thy name, that when our, the people's sins come to pass, we shall do thee honor. And thus far, I've been showing you things that have come to pass, things that the people required, things that the people have said that have come to pass. Genesis 50:25, God will surely visit you. That's number 17. Number 18, Isaiah 40:10, behold, the Lord God will come. 19, Hebrews 10:37, he that shall come will come. Who is predicted to come? Genesis, I read that. Genesis 48:21, God shall be with you. Genesis 50:24-25, God will surely visit you. God will surely visit you. And we know that there's a statement, yes, number 18, Isaiah 40:10. Behold, the Lord God will come. So people, get this, please. The Bible predicts God will come. Okay? Things in mind. Because religion teaches contrariwise to these things. Religion teaches perverse things, things contrary to these things that I'm pointing out. This is very important. Who do you believe? Do you believe men in religion, or do you believe what the Bible actually says? Okay. Now, so the Lord God will come. He that shall come, Hebrews 10:37, he that shall come will come. And number 20, statement 20, Revelation 21:3, and he, God, will dwell with them, and they, the people, shall be his, God's people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. These things have all come to pass. What things? The things predicted, God shall be with you, God will surely visit you, God will surely visit you, because that's written twice. Behold, the Lord God will come. Hebrews 10:37, he that shall come will come. And Revelation 21:3, he, God, will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. This is a not spirit in person. It does not say the Spirit of God will come. It does not say the Spirit of God will show. It speaks about a person. I saw and I believed. Okay? I saw in the Bible, believed as a result of the things that I have seen. Okay? Not taught in religion. Things I have seen in the Bible. Now, okay, the conclusion of these things. Men, the sayings of men that I have pointed out have all come to pass. Here's the conclusion. And remember, they promise God that they will honor him. That's why they ask for his name, provides his name for the people. God makes his name known to the people. That's what I am supposed to do. That's a duty of mine, to make my name known. They ask for my name. Men in the Bible ask for God's name, my name. Okay, the conclusion of these things. Acts 8:10, this man, Tommy L. Hart, is the great power of God. Notice how I put my name in there? Because they did not know my name. That's why they asked for my name. If we can just get these things and believe the Bible, okay, God has to provide his name, which I have done and keep doing. So the conclusion, this man, Tommy L. Hart, is the great power of God. 1 Samuel 9:12, he is. That's what it says. 1 Samuel 9:12, he is. Who is? God is. He exists. Psalm 18:46, the Lord lives. But you hear his voice now, the present speaker. The Lord lives. God is. Is means exists. God exists. God lives. He is. Jeremiah 10:16, he, Tommy L. Hart, is the former of all things. Remember what the men required of God with respect to all things? Tommy L. Hart is the former of all things. Hebrews 3:4, he that built or arranged or formed all things is God. That's what I have done. That's what I mean when I say I do the work ascribed to God. He who does the work ascribed to God is God. No one else can do them. That's Bible teaching people. This is the plan. This is the order of things. Okay. Yes. Tommy L. Hart is the former of all things, Jeremiah 10:16, and Hebrews 3:4, he that built or arranged or formed all things is God. Who has done that? Tommy L. Hart has. 1 Samuel 10:7, God is with thee. This is the conclusion of the things that I've spoken on today and presented. This is the conclusion. The conclusion with regard to the predictions and the sayings of men that are in the Bible. God, and that is echoed in Luke 1:28. The Lord is with thee. Remember they said to God, find the knowledge of God. That's what I've done. I have found the knowledge of God, the knowledge in the Bible concerning God, the knowledge in the Bible that has to do with God. I have found it. That's why it says, he that seeketh, findeth. The Lord is with thee. Numbers 14:9, the people say among themselves, they say this. They say, the Lord is with us. It has come to pass, the Lord is with us in the form and person of Tommy L. Hart, the maker, the performer of all things. All things define God. Hear my archives. Hear my archives. Get the knowledge in your head. Why should you get this knowledge in your head? Because it is right knowledge. it is right knowledge, needful and necessary knowledge. It is knowledge that the Bible calls for. When he has come, he will tell us all things, okay? The Lord gives the understanding in all things, as I read, as I presented to you, things that have come to pass, sayings of men that have come to pass. So, back to the question. Remember, what is the Lord's name? Remember at the beginning of this episode, they asked me, the people asked me, what is thy name? That when their sins, the people's sins, come to pass, they shall do me honor. Honor me when their sins come to pass and they know my name. That is why they ask for my name. Their sins have come to pass. Now that is a big deal. I say to you, where is my honor? Where is the honor you have promised me, people? Okay. That you promised me, the honor you promised me in Judges 13, verse 17. Two things in closing. The book of the law in Psalm 72, verse 5 says to me, they shall fear thee as long as the sun and moon endure throughout all generations. Let me make it clear. The statement says to me, they, the people, shall fear thee, Tommy L. Hart, as long as the sun and moon endure throughout all generations. And two, the same book of the law in Psalm 72:17 says about my name, Tommy L. Hart, it says, his name shall endure forever. His name shall be continued as long as the sun. Now, the verse in Psalm 150, the first one, commands the people saying, the first verse in Psalm 150 commands the people saying, praise ye the Lord. Who is the Lord? Tommy L. Hart is the Lord. The last statement in the last psalm commands the people saying, praise ye the Lord. And what is the Lord's name? The Lord's name is Tommy L. Hart. The last word in the last psalm says, praise ye the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. Psalm 45:11 says to the people, in addition, he, Tommy L. Hart, is thy Lord, and worship thou him. You should have a good understanding of the statement in Judges 10, verse 17. You should have a good understanding of the people's sayings, and you should have a good understanding of the things said by the people that have come to pass through Tommy L. Hart. Those are things you should know, things you should remember. Join me next time.